This is Daguerreotypes Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 694, entitled, "It's very much in a woman's self-interest to be bi-conscious." Description. This flyer lists the considerable advantages for a woman to be bi-conscious. That is, she will be more likely to have a boyfriend. She will not be seen as undateable, as too poisoned by monoconscious feminism, as do two-thirds of young men in the US today. By helping the masculists to cause the bi-consciousing of society and the men-faring of the gender laws, then with the toxicity of the feminist-controlled divorce courts removed, young men will be more prepared to be fathers again, and hence be more willing to help young women pay for the costs of raising kids. I'll fire itself in two parts. It's very much in a woman's self-interest to be bi-conscious, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. This flyer spells out the several main reasons why it is very much in the self-interest of women to be bi-conscious. Most young women want to find a man who can help pay for the costs of raising children. It's virtually impossible for a young woman who has a demanding full-time career to simultaneously raise very small children. She definitely needs a man to help her. If she is FIP, financially independent person, enough, she can hire a nanny to look after her kids while she careers. But then what is the point of having kids in the first place if they're going to be raised by some nanny who in all likelihood will be a lot dumber than the biological mother and less likely to instill in the kids the values of the mother? If the mother has a nanny, then she misses out on the experience of raising small kids. So why have them at all? Most young women prefer the idea that they should find some man who's prepared to help pay for the cost of raising small kids while the mother stays at home full-time, raising them during those years when their kids are small. And then, once the second kid is off to kindergarten, she goes back to her career. The problem with this big dream of millions of upper middle class educated women is the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who then made divorce so toxic for men that young men today, two-thirds of them in many countries, know of this toxicity, so refuse to marry, refuse to give women their sperm, because they absolutely refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. At the time of writing, that's January 2025, only a quarter of states in the US give joint custody of children after a divorce. For the other three quarters of the states, men get butchered in the sense that a man will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced to make payments to his children, whom he'll barely be allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month. And if his wife is a real fluffy, in brackets, that is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so that she remains a parasite off him after the divorce the way she was before the divorce. This massive gender crime that millions of women commit against men every day is called divorce rape. by the manosphere, that is, the men on the internet who talk about men's gender issues, about men's lib, close brackets. Masculists, that's men's libbers, argue that women now have a powerful moral duty to fip up, that is, become fips, by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college so that they can become fips as adults and thus not expect fluffy style to manslave a man for decades of his life and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life. Masculists argue that it was men who gave women science-based medicine that has now given women a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education. So women now have a career window of half a century. So masculists now point the finger at women, saying, now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is manslavery, and manslavery will get you killed by being totally ignored by men, forced to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable, manless, lonely death. Masculists place enormous moral pressure on women to fip up, so that women pull their financial weight equally with men and not expect to be fluffies whom masculists despise, labelling them, quote, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated by being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped, and as stated above, forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, sexless, loveless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually, end quote. This process is well underway in the US, where today nearly two-thirds of young men don't even date young women. This gender catastrophe, in quotes, became known to the public when a reputable opinion polling company called Pew, P-E-W, Research Center, found in 2022 that 63% of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women. When asked why, most young men said, quote, because young women in the US today are undateable due to, quote, being too poisoned by feminism, end quote. Many of these young men are now well aware of the toxicity of the divorce courts due to their familiarity with masculist and MGTOW ideas that only fools marry and have kids nowadays, when the odds of being butchered in a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system is one chance in four. These young men are learning from the manosphere that most women are what the masculists call monoconscious, that is, the only gender politics these women have ever heard of all their lives is feminist. So they've been utterly brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, which is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric viewpoint that the masculists not only despise, but see it as the lie that it is. Masculists preach to men and to society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible, in capital letters, and last decades, which makes them far more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Masculists say to women, quote, compare how men oppress women, e.g. rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., and contrast those gender crimes with how women oppress men, especially with the big three that the masculists keep harping about, that is, women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. The big three are horrible gender crimes that women commit against men that last decades, which utterly eclipse the rather minor ways that men oppress women. End quote. A growing number of women on the internet are now publicly agreeing with the manosphere and are saying much the same things, making them, quote, female masculists. Since women are generally more persuaded by other women than other men to change their views, these female masculists are having an impact on women's gender political opinions, making women more open to masculist and MGTOW ideas. The masculists are telling young women that, quote, "If you become bi-conscious, you'll be more likely to have a man in your life. And if you help the manosphere politically with the men faring of the gender laws, then men will be more likely to be fathers again, so that you'll have a higher chance of getting a man who's prepared to help you pay for the costs of raising kids." End quote. With two-thirds of young men in the US today not even dating young women, it's not at all surprising that over the past year or so, there have appeared hundreds of TikToks made by young women in tears as they complain bitterly that they can't find a man to have a relationship with, not even to have sex with. This is not at all surprising when two-thirds of young men don't even date young women in the US. So we have here a gender political crisis, a catastrophe even. Since the demographic consequences alone of this dating strike of young men are profound. Obviously, if young men continue to boycott dating young women, then sooner or later we wipe ourselves out due to the plunging birth rate. For this reason alone, politicians need to quickly become conscious of this catastrophic reality and start doing something about the problem. The first thing they can do, in my view, is to listen to what the young men have to say about young women and then learn what the masculists and MGTOWs are saying, so that gender politicians can become bi-conscious. That is, they have both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, that they see clearly what the masculists see. And that is, that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse. Of course, this bi-consciousing of the politicians will fly in the face of the ideas of the monoconscious feminists, who have believed for decades that gender oppression is a one-way street, who will be hotly ideologically opposed to the masculist idea that gender oppression is a two-way street. This is the end of part one.